Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Don't touch the merchandise. Oh, the merchandise is going to get touched.
I thought you said
no, that's not happening.
They did an MRI on Craig, and what did they find?
On Cade.
They did an MRI.
Got that dog in her. That's what they found.
Where is that dog located?
Usually where your heart is. You never seen that meme?
No.
That's what you do. Like,
the dog's there?
There's like a little dog like inside of your chest. Mm-hmm. Got that dog in him.
Killer mentality.
Well, no.
Why are you, wait, a dog killer? You don't want that.
Killer mentality.
You don't want that. No. You don't want to have any player with a dog killer.
In no way, shape, or form do I, condone, animal cruelty or dog, dog fighting, whatever it is.
Thank you, Kyler.
I just thought it'd be an awesome juxtaposition of art. But it wasn't. No. It was stupid. Well, someone should have stopped me.
Don't go juxtaposing art. You got to ask him before you do that. You know?
Yeah.
Art's got a right. Look, I had a chance to talk to Jamison Tyone last night, and I asked him about Cade Horton at the end of it, and his response was pretty ridiculous. But
about up downs?
No.
What about up dog?
No. What is that?
What's up dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing, dog. What's up with you?
Yeah, see.
How long you had a week back?
About a month back.
Oh, wait a minute.
All of a sudden, there's no. That's not happening.
That's not happening. Not at all. You and I talked about Tyone in regards to Matthew Boyd yesterday. So that's where I started talking to Jamison Tyone. This is an exclusive one-on-one in the Cubs clubhouse last night. Last night, you said you just got to find a way to get Matthew Boyd the ball. We played it today. You guys found a way to get him the ball.
Yeah, and he was really, really good. The reason I said that was knowing Matty as a human. He's extremely smart, works extremely hard. Whenever he's had a bad game or a tough outing, he just views it as a challenge to figure out what he needs to correct, and he seems to always bounce back quickly. So that was kind of my thinking there, and you just knew he was going to be ready for tonight. Anyone that knows him knew.
Yeah, well, I mean, kind of like you. I mean,
hey, Tanny, could you pause it?
You guys are adults.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
You know,
do you want to like play drops over it so no one can steal our proprietary exclusive content?
exclusive and proprietary.
No, I wanted to ask Kathleen Turner over here about the voice. Were you going for sexy raspy? Is that what you were going for?
I sang a full gig last night
after doing a full talk show.
It's true. Talk show, gig, ball game. Tyone in the clubhouse.
All right, back to Kathleen Turner.
It's like, and adults with a deep pitch mix and a knowledge of how to do it.
it just feels like you guys, if people trusted you guys a little more, and you guys had to, the team had to, and the fans had to, and you guys showed up.
Yeah, and you know, with Matty, just, again, he's going to be prepared. He's going to know, you know, how to correct what he needs to, but he's also going to do his scouting reports, and he's going to watch video and look for any weakness he can try to exploit. So, yeah, I think just huge amount of trust in Matty.
Yeah, in you think at this point, when like so many arms of just like raw stuff are getting trotted out there one after another in the bullpen, it's kind of nice to see guys like you and Boyd. Do you feel a little satisfaction like being able to succeed like that?
It's funny, after my wild card outing, I heard whoever was announcing our game, one of the color guys was just talking about how I was pitching and how refreshing it was, and I was like, it's cool that old school people like me, you know. Everyone talks smack about new baseball and all that, and I was like, at least the old people like me. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to get hitters out, and the name of the game is changing speeds and keeping hitters off balance. You know, so you don't have to throw 100 to be able to do that. Obviously, it can help.
Yeah,
it's not the only thing.
You've been in series. I don't know if you ever were you ever up 2-0 and then had to deal with the game five. I don't know if you remember, or does it feel like any series you were in with the Yankees at all?
22, we played Cleveland in the ALDS. We were actually down. Went to Cleveland and won, brought it back to New York for a game five. I actually think I think Savali started that game for
wow,
Cleveland.
That's crazy.
So yeah, that was similar.
Did you feel the pressure shift? That's what I'm getting at. Like I feel like it's shifting back to Milwaukee right now.
Yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't know if they feel it or not. I think momentum's a real thing this time of year, but I also think every game has its own life, and every yeah. bat and every pitch, and you still have to meet the demands of the game, no matter whether you're on cloud nine or not. Like, if you don't execute a pitch, it doesn't matter what your momentum is. A hitter can still capitalize
yeah.
on it. So.
Do you know who the starter is? And you can tell me. It's Cade Horton. It's Cade, isn't it?
I have no idea.
No, I'm just kidding. We brought it up for fun. He's got a bullpen tomorrow. So, you know what I mean? Like, can you imagine?
I would love to win this and be able to get him the ball in the playoffs. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
There you go. All right, Jameson, thanks, man.
Cool.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No, that's not happening.
I like what JMO's saying. We win the game, we can get him back.
That's the same kind of thing he said about Boyd. We keep winning, we'll get these guys. He wanted to get Matthew Boyd the ball again. Now he wants to get Cade Horton the ball in the playoffs. They got to win tomorrow to do it.
And I know we were
last
joking.
Last night you said you just got to find a way to get Matthew Boyd the ball.
I'm a married woman.
Meaning what?
Meaning I'm not looking for company.
Is that body heat?
Yeah.
That's well done.
That's a quick turnaround there.
Yeah, that's good.
Excellent work.
So it makes Jameson Taillon William Hurt. In this
sure.
this scenario?
No, is Cade Horton William Hurt?
Apparently not anymore.
He's
William feeling good.
Yeah. Huh. We were hoping that Mike Soroka was going to be William Hurt.
He still might. You never know. He still might. Tomorrow, I got a glute.
Not if he threw the bullpen today.
Yeah, and the up-down thing, I know we were making fun of it, but it's what Bruce was concerned about yesterday. The idea that Cade is not stretched out enough.
Yes, he knew.
To be a part of this. And now that's part of that process of cover your ears if you're a Cub fan from the early 2000s. Simulated game.
Huh.
That's kind of what you're trying to do with Cade Horton, is you're trying to simulate what his recovery would be like in your typical inning or second inning, third inning, so that you know whether or not you can pitch him in a game in the LCS.
So look, we know that Matthew Boyd is not going to pitch in game five. Everybody else on the playoff roster is a possibility. I personally tend to doubt that Shota Imanaga is even necessarily going to pitch in that game. Because of all the home runs and because
so
of what has happened.
Colin Ray to open?
I'm saying it could be an opener of some kind.
Ben Brown?
Could be Andrew Kittredge again. Could do that thing again if you want. And then maybe Shota could follow. But if I had to bet right now which pitcher throws the most innings for the Cubs in tomorrow's Game 5, I have a pick. And that man is Aaron Civale, who was great in game one and has a bone to pick with the Brewers and has rested in full since that game one. and has been really good in anything he's been asked to do. Could be Colin Ray. I understand him, and maybe that's the more likely play, but I just got a gut feeling about Savali getting a shot tomorrow and being really good.
You hope that you get that version of him, and how this game is managed tomorrow is fascinating to me too. What is it that, how long do each of these managers allow things to go? How much trust do they have in any of the pitchers that they put out there? It's going to be fun, like a double elimination game.
It's a double elimination game, and Johnny Allstaff is in effect for both teams, man. This could be a full-on bullpen game for two skippers who know each other and know each other's team really, really well. This should be a very interesting game. I'll be going up there tomorrow. I'll be doing the media.
You're going
stuff.
To the game?
Going to the game. Going to the game. I'll be up there doing media before the game and then probably going to the stands and sitting with Christine, sitting with the wife tomorrow night. But yeah, absolutely. Going to that game tomorrow. Going up to game five. I think I'm going on with Chuck Swirsky around 6 o'clock tomorrow. Swirsky's got he's got the People's Pregame Show tomorrow.
Yeah, the People's Pregame Show. Game five between the Cubs and Brewers is tomorrow from Milwaukee. Pregame coverage begins at 6:30 with first pitch at 7:08. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on the Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs. Radio Network.
That's a new wrinkle right there with the sounds. All right.
Let's love it.
Oh, all right. My bad.
Which pitcher records the most outs for the Cubs in tomorrow's Game 5? I'll say Aaron Civale. Anybody want to weigh in?
I'll go Colin Ray.
Colin Ray.
Shota Imanaga.
Whoa, boy. Those are our three possible bulk options.
Alex, you got one?
No, he doesn't. He might. Can I throw another one at you?
Sure, you can.
Brian Regan, who is going to be.
He's a funny man.
I'll go Cade Horton.
He's not.
No. Brian Regan is going to be at the Chicago Theater January 17th. 2026. Be caller 6 right now. He's not a pitcher. He's a comedian. He's very funny. 312-540-0670, and we will get you to the Brian Regan concert.
Can I tell you a Brian Regan bit from like 30 years ago that I heard and I've never forgotten? He was talking about Kurt Gowdy, the sportscaster Kurt Gowdy, and he said Kurt Gowdy always had an interesting fact about every player on the field, and he would wait till the most inopportune point of the game to share it. So it was like, here's Johnson going back to pass. He was born in a Volvo. He throws deep. Williams makes the catch. He's on the 10, the 5. He's allergic to shellfish. Touchdown! And it's never left my head. Good job, Brian Regan.
I think he's my first favorite comic.
He's number one for you?
No, I'm saying my first, guy I ever saw stand up, and I was like, oh my God, I love this guy.
That's awesome. Because
like I saw him at a young age. He works clean, still works clean.
Still works
so
clean.
So very easy for, you know, general broad audience, you know?
Yes.
And most comedians will tell you like that he is one of their favorites, you know?
Yeah, legend in terms of the clean, that's for sure.
I was just looking it up because I remembered something about this. If Savali's going to pitch, then the Brewers should sign Tim Anderson.
Owns him?
Mm-hmm. 8 for 21, 3 home runs in 21 plate appearances against Aaron Civale. I remember Ostrowski one day, like they were, the White Sox were playing Cleveland. And he's like, yeah, so if you're going to bet anything, bet Tim Anderson overs against Civale. And I bet it.
I miss those days.
Yeah, me too. I do too. Then again, you'd have to give Tim a position to play.
Oh, man.
Yeah, struggle is real.
I don't think he can play defense for Murph.
Yeah. I hope he comes back, though. I'd love to see that.
I join you, but I'm not sure that he will.
Sad
I'm not
face.
Sure that he will. I got to say, like, I don't think you can start Shota. Like, he would have just already been named if you were going to do that because he's on his full rest, right? But after what's gone on, I don't think, in terms of the mindset and the confidence and the positivity you need to go into that game, unfortunately, I think that shark has jumped, you know?
I've never heard it said that way.
That shark has jumped?
I like that, actually.
I've never said it that way myself, so.
Today is a day of firsts.
It's Friday at 5:42.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.